This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Madhya Province Chief Surendra Lab Karna calls for claims to form a new government by 5 p.m. this Friday. Anti-graft body CIAA files a corruption case against 6 individuals, including Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, Pradeep Adhikari, on charges of committing corruption amounting to more than 135 million rupees. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs the advancement of 1,200-megawatt reservoir-based Buri Gandaki hydropower project. And Kremlin denies Putin rejected all of US peace plan for Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Madhya Province Chief Surendra Lab Karna has called for claims to form a government by 5 p.m. this Friday. Province Chief Karna issued the call in accordance with the Supreme Court's mandamus and the Constitution of Nepal. Earlier, Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav announced his resignation during today's Provincial Assembly meeting, stating he could not secure a vote of confidence as required by the Supreme Court's order. He then submitted his resignation to the provincial head, which was immediately accepted, according to Acting Secretary Shatrudhan Yadav from the office of the provincial head. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has registered the corruption charge sheet against 6 people, including Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, Pradeep Adhikari, and the then director, Murari Bhandari, as well as Abhiyanta Consulting Private Limited, for allegedly causing loss to the public properties, drawing a conclusion that there was massive irregularities and breach of legal provisions. During the Nalin Chok heliport construction process, the anti-graft constitutional body filed the corruption case against them, stated a press release issued by the CIAA. Director General Adhikari, along with Bhandari, Nalbikram Thapa, Samriddhi Shrestha, Guru Dutta Adhikari and manager of Avianta Consulting Private Limited, Bijoy Thapa, have faced corruption charges as per the Corruption Act. The charge sheet claims regulations were violated throughout, from consultant selection to the study report, resulting in a loss of 135.7 million rupees. The commission says the heliport project was pushed forward without a mandatory feasibility study, legal approval or a full project report, and that inexperienced consultants were collusively selected. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the government is committed to accelerating the progress of the Buri Gandaki hydropower project. During a discussion held on Wednesday with former Prime Minister Baburam Bhattarai, as well as former people's representatives and local stakeholders from the affected areas of Gorkha and Dhading, Prime Minister Karki said a company has already been established for the construction of the Buri Gandaki hydropower project. The Prime Minister said necessary procedures will be initiated to ensure that the additional tax levied on petroleum products will be deposited annually into the project's account. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Prime Minister Karki has directed the Ministry of Energy and the Ministry of Finance to expedite the remaining processes related to the project. Former Prime Minister Bhattarai praised the government's push for the Buri Gandaki project and suggested a separate authority to develop it as a multipurpose project, not just for electricity. The 1,200-megawatt Buri Gandaki hydropower project, whose cost was estimated at 255 billion rupees in 2022, is now projected to exceed 400 billion rupees. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has said the government is committed to ensuring the rights and dignity of people with disabilities. Addressing a program organized at the local Bhrigutti Mandap premises on the occasion of the 34th International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD, by the main celebration committee, Communications Minister Kharel pledged new disabled-friendly policies and support to make the IT sector more accessible. The Communication Minister also reiterated the government's commitment to promoting social justice, equality, equity, and building a discrimination-free society. The government has signed a loan agreement worth around 31.76 billion rupees with the government of Japan for the Koteshwar Intersection Improvement Project. The agreement was signed today at the Finance Ministry with Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal. Nepal's the Japan International, please listen to this again, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, loan has a 10-year grace period, 30-year repayment and a 0.2% annual interest rate. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari, chinta ki na karne. Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line. Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai. Call gardus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai. Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14*7# gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha. Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Sahasi the Fair of Thailand to Nepal, Monusavi Monsakul, has expressed Thailand's commitment to provide assistance to Nepal's development efforts to the best of its ability. At a program held today on the occasion of the National Day of Kingdom of Thailand, Sahasi the Fair Monsakul said the Buddhist heritage of Thailand and Nepal has strengthened the people-to-people ties between the two countries, stating Thailand has been providing maximum assistance for the development of Nepal's agricultural sector. She said that recently Nepali farmers have been trained on organic farming. Now, sports subject. Lumini Lions defeated Biratnagar Kings by 5 wickets in the Nepal Premier League NPL this evening. Lumini chased the target of 145 runs in 17.4 overs with a loss of 5 wickets at the Team International Cricket Stadium. This is the third victory of Lumini Lions in the tournament. Earlier, Biratnagar Kings scored 144 runs in the 20 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. Now, Kathmandu Gorkhas will play against Pokhara Avengers and Chitwan Rhinos will compete against Sudhir Pashchim Royals tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now, on to some international news update. The Kremlin says it's wrong to suggest Vladimir Putin rejected US proposals for peace in Ukraine after talks with US negotiators in Moscow. The BBC cited Russian officials as saying the meeting was constructive but no compromise had been reached over territorial concessions for Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his delegation will prepare for a meeting with Trump's envoys in the US after foreign ministers meet in Brussels. It comes as NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss Ukraine as well as defense issues. Meanwhile, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the EU has reached a provisional deal to end Russian gas imports by 2027. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has said he is weighing an apology to Pyongyang over cross-border provocations allegedly ordered by his predecessor. Al Jazeera cited Lee on Wednesday as saying he felt an apology was in order following the indictment of former President Yoon Suk-yeol last month for allegedly ordering drones carrying propaganda leaflets to fly over the north in a bid, say prosecutors, to provoke tension and boost his political support. The comments came as Seoul marked the anniversary of Yoon's ill-fated declaration of martial law, which was spurred by similar intentions but instead led to a deep crisis in South Korea. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy conditions in the hilly regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Madhya Pradesh Province Chief Surendra Lab Karna calls for claims to form a new government by 5 p.m. this Friday. Anti-graft body CIAA files a corruption case against 6 individuals, including Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Pradeep Adhikari, on charges of committing corruption amounting to more than 135 million rupees. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs the advancement of 1,200-megawatt reservoir-based Buri Gandaki hydropower project, and Kremlin denies Putin rejected all of USP's plan for Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.